Pope Francis will repeat this scene from 2020 on Saturday at the Vatican when he creates 20 new cardinals in St. Peter's Basilica. The consistory is a chance to see the direction the Pope is pushing the Catholic Church. Vatican watcher Franca Giansoldati says it's a way for Francis to make good on his promise to focus on areas far from the Church's center of power in Italy and Europe.
The number of European cardinals is going down, while the number of Latin American, Asian, and African cardinals is on the rise. When Francisco says he wants to construct a church from the periphery, he is doing that at the heart of the electoral body that will choose the next pope.
When the church announced the consistory was to be held in late August, an event rarely, if ever, scheduled in the summer, many Vatican experts predicted Francis was going to retire due to declining health. But in recent weeks, Francis has reiterated many times he has no plans to step down yet.
This is the eighth time Francis has named new cardinals. 16 of the 20 new cardinals are under the age of 80, meaning they'll join the exclusive group of electors who choose the next pope after Francis dies or retires.
In fact, Francis has named two-thirds of the current cardinals eligible to elect his successor. His hope, some say, is that whoever succeeds him will share his vision of a more inclusive church.
Of course, conclaves are always a little unpredictable. The cardinals substantially share the vision of Francis. But, of course, they might elect a successor who wishes to change slightly the direction, or somebody who really wants to continue strongly in the same direction.
Over the next few days, new cardinals will mix with more experienced ones. It's the perfect opportunity for the cardinals, who will elect the next pope from their own ranks, to size up the competition and prepare for a coming vote that is closer every day. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Vatican City.